Reporting for duty. Oh, I haven't introduced myself, have I? My name's Faith, and I'm your assigned bodyguard for the duration of your stay. Excuse me. Anyone can be a bodyguard. Gender has nothing to do with it. Oh, boss. I might look like a sweet, dainty lady, but if push comes to shove, you're safe with me. I just mean that I'm good at what I do. Well, of course, they could have given you a big thug. Someone who looks mean and would intimidate anyone just by their snare and their size and muscle. They did consider it, but, well, they didn't want to draw too much attention to you. If you had someone big following you around, people, well, they would wonder who you were. Whispers and rumors would start, and usually nothing good comes from that. With me by your side, well, they were sure you would remain more anonymous as well as protected. A suit. No suit. Of course I can't wear a suit here. I mean, come on. This place, it's pretty high end. And me wearing a suit, that would be a little bit suspicious. Well, this place is more traditional. Ladies in dressers or designer clothes and, well, all the men in suit and tie. I mean, I could have used some high-end suit that looks elegant and fancy. But I didn't want them to be more restrictive. And, well, this way, I can blend in a little more. And that's what you want, isn't it? To be protected? And I can do that for you. Oh, come on, boss. Don't be that way. I'm here to protect you after all. I know almost everything about you that I need to know. But you can introduce yourself if you want to. I don't mind. I really have all the time in the world. Well, of course I do, boss. I'm just going to follow you around. Wherever you go. Well, maybe not into the bathroom, but, you know, I'll be there. Your shadow that isn't really a shadow. Oh, I'll just walk by your side and, well, I don't think anyone's going to be suspicious that you have a lovely lady at your beck and call. Well, maybe not beck and call, but, well, that's probably what they would think. No, I've never been to this place before, but being a bodyguard, I know a lot. It's my job to know a lot. I even recognize some of the faces around here. Because that's what I do. Simple as that. No ups and downs about that. But I am intrigued. Really intrigued why you would need a bodyguard. Won't you tell me, boss? Won't you tell this dainty little lady? Yes, I have read your file. I just said that, but I'm trying to make conversation. You seem a bit stiff. And that in itself would look very suspicious, don't you think? That's why I'm making so many movements while I'm standing next to you and laughing so openly. As if you said something hilarious or funny and I'm just smiling along. It looks much better that way than me standing next to you looking grumpy. Do you want me to make the grumpy face? Making everyone wonder why? Why is that lady so grumpy? No? Well, would you look at that? We finally agree on something. Yes, I did just toss my hair behind my back, even though it was kind of laying there. Well, it's a sign of showing attraction. And with all the laughing I'm doing, if I don't, maybe that, or I could twiddle my hair. Make everyone think that I'm so in love with you. Would you like that, boss? Would you like that, boss? Oh no, I don't mind. I can look at you and all I can see is the love and devotion. And flutter my eyelashes like this. But you intrigue me, boss. You're a fascinating case, and I think we're gonna have lots of fun this weekend, don't you? It's going to be really nice. And sweet and loving. And if anyone comes in your way or tries to take you, well, well, they're gonna regret that. It will be my pleasure to put them in their place. Well, their place is on the bottom of my foot and meeting the ground. At least if they test me. Or they could just walk away with a bloody nose, a black eye, a few fractured ribs. Nothing too drastic. You know? So you can just tell anyone that asks that, oh no, your lady's just a little bit protective and she has some Krav Maga training. You can tell them whatever you want. You choose. You are the boss, after all. Yes. It's going to be fun and interesting. But you are going to be completely safe. I'll take care of you. I'll make sure no one touches you. Unless you say it's okay. We can flesh out some of the details later. But for now, how about we just go up to your room? No, I will not be staying in the same bed as you. No, I'm in the suite next to you, with a door connecting us. So if anything happens, I will be there in a flash. Yes. So, how about we just head upstairs, right? Before anyone becomes suspicious. Yeah? Cool. Let's go.